First, if you can recap what the grand jury decided.
Well, yesterday the Burleson County Grand Jury issued a no bill on the charges that had existed against Hank McGee for capital murder. And that what that means is the case is being dismissed. The grand jury found there was not sufficient evidence to go forward on a capital murder charge. So he's not charged with capital murder or murder. They did issue an indictment for possession of marijuana. Now, that being said, I think that what's happened here is that both the district attorney, Julie Rankin, as well as the investigators, the Texas Rangers, and the Department of Public Safety presented a fair case to the grand jury, and the facts are pretty simple. Henry McGee and his pregnant girlfriend were awakened in the middle of the night, 5 o'clock in the morning, by pounding on the door, and suddenly the door being broken into and open. And he did what many people would have done. He defended himself and his girlfriend and his home. He had no idea that these were sheriff's officers. They didn't announce themselves. It was a tragic outcome that did not need to happen, because this raid didn't need to be conducted this way. They could have walked up to his house in the broad daylight and knocked on the door, and he would have let them in. Or they could have stopped him on the way to the store or to work or something and on the street and took him back there. But so it's a tragedy in many ways.
Mr. McGee's reaction once he was told?
I didn't see him because he's still in jail. I called him this morning to tell him, and of course he was greatly relieved. I've talked with his family, and they likewise are greatly relieved. They have said from the very beginning that they would express their condolences to the Souders family, but of course it was not wise, and I told them that they should not be contacting them. It's a real tragedy.
But at some point down the future, Mr. McGee and his family would like to be able to share their condolences.
Well, I'm sure that they would, but...
In the proper time.
Yeah.
For educational purposes, only because I haven't still lived in Texas long enough to know every detail of the state justice system, once there is a no bill, can that charge be refiled?
Sure, if there were new evidence, but all the evidence has... been presented, and it's been presented fairly. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office, who was almost everybody in the Sheriff's Office was involved in the raid, they were taken out of the investigation very early. The Texas Rangers came in. They did a thorough investigation. They had help from other divisions of the Department of Public Safety. They did a complete and thorough investigation. They talked to not only to Hank, who gave him two recorded statements, and to his girlfriend, who gave them a recorded statement, but they also talked to other people about Hank and about the facts of his home and his business and so forth. And they presented, I'm sure, all of this to the grand jury. I know that his girlfriend testified. I don't know what she said, of course, because it's all secret. But I think there was a thorough presentation, and we're grateful for that. We're grateful for the grand jury, even though all the grand jurors are Burleson County residents, and they know several of them probably knew either the McGee family or the Souders family or the others in the sheriff's office. They did their job, and they returned a no bill.
In your experience, particularly since this is a grand jury in a rural county with a not very dense population, how often does this circumstances happen where you have what I'm taking your complimentary of the way the investigation went, and you're complimentary of the way that the evidence was presented to the grand jury. Is that the rule rather than the exception?
Well, the cynic in me tells me that this could have gone bad easily in some county where there was revenge on their minds rather than true justice. But here, I have to compliment everybody involved in the case. The Burleson County District Attorney, Julie Rankin, the Texas Rangers, the Department of Public Safety, and, of course, the grand jurors. It is a small county. Everybody knows everybody or knows about everybody. And a lot of the sheriff's deputies are local people. Souders was a local boy. So it makes a lawyer be very concerned about whether you're going to get a fair shake. But I think we've got a fair shake, and we got the right outcome.
Have I missed anything that listeners would be interested in knowing or should know?
I think that if there's a lesson to be learned from this, it is that one of these gangbusters type, no knock, no announce, break in the door raids should be used in only the rarest of circumstances. They can go wrong so easily as this one did. There's really no authorization for it under Texas statutory law. It's just that sometimes there are circumstances that justify it, but I don't believe that the circumstances in this case justified it. There's no way that a large amount of marijuana could be flushed down the toilet, or stolen guns could be hidden, or anything of that nature, and it just wasn't a justification for this kind of warrant. And unfortunately, it turned out the way that so many law enforcement agencies teach is the danger that is with a tragedy